Leave it on, otherwise you lose the recording.
Leave it on.
Yeah,
Leave
mute it. Mute it.
Yeah. But it's there's no audio.
Okay, MZ, do you hear? Okay, so let's last week we were talking about the machlokes between the Chachmas Adam and the Nodav Yehuda. Chachmas Adam says, once you most of the Ksafim, like the Yerushalmi says, then there's no more Anidus anymore. So the Nodav Yehuda was wondering that, if according to that, then as soon as you hire the Chevron Kadisha, there shouldn't be any Aninus, but the people are still knowing not to do mitzvahs. So we saw the Pesachei Tshuva quoted another Yehuda that he didn't agree. So let's see what it says on page 8 in packet 3. It says, Omnam. Doesn't mention mitzvahs, it just mentions Masul Ksofim is Mutabasu Vyayin, but yet, based on Yushalmi, it's Mashma that mitzvahs also. So he says, and he quotes the Hagos Maimoni. So that's Hagos Maimoni. We have it in the packet here. Hagos Maimoni is in the bottom of the Rambam. If someone finds it in the packet, let me know. What?
Page 9,
let's see. Yeah, page 9. Right. Very good. Page 9. Yushalmi Garcin and Imsal Rabim or Ksafim Ochel Bosa Vishosa Yayin. Safkalon im Holechu Besfina or Bagola. But it's similar, like someone said, like an airplane. But as you're going along, you're not doing anything, and but the mace is on the wagon or on the airplane. So you gave it over to the Ksafim. They're taking the mace. You're going along for the ride. So that goes Maim, and he says, the suffix, is that called Nimsil Ksafim or not? So he leaves it as a suffix. So I would think the Chachmas Adam would say that it is, that's Nimsil Ksafim, because it's their responsibility. It's because he's going along for the ride, so what? Right? But so the Nodav Yehuda on page 8, he says, Libi Kochek Vazel, if he must have Beis Yosef, Avi Mashem, I goes, my money was half colon, he moved all the him, I made my goal, I was fina, he done with the Nimsil Ksafim alone. Maybe the din. In other words, what's the suffix of this question? Because l'chora, the ksafim are in charge. He's just going along for the ride. So is he still an oni? It would be comparable. Some say it's comparable to to an airplane today. They put the airplane, the mace of the airplane, he's going with the airplane. But he already hired the Chevron Kadisha, but they're taking care of it. So the Chachmas Adam would say for sure he's not an owner anymore. But the Nodav Yehuda is saying, what's the suffix of the Hagos Maimoni? He says, in Kate Eagle, maybe the Nimshal Kasafim Haidam Mokhisham Olitham and Mace the Mokham Rachok, ain't owner Hulachimam Mokham. Maybe the idea of Mesir Lekasafim is when you're not going along, because now you're Mesulot. You see, the Chochmas Adam's word, like Rabbi Bari explained, it's a din of Achrayus. Once you hired them, they're in charge. So who would, if you go along, you don't go along, it doesn't mean anything, because you're not in charge anymore. They're in charge. But he says no. It means that you hired them and they're taking it, and now you're home. You're not going along. So maybe the idea of something doesn't apply if you go along. So that's what the, and then according to Rashi, if you cover the coffin, maybe that's like Stima Sagolel, and then the Avelis starts and the Anina stops. Okay, so that's the says you're going along. I don't know, is it totally the Piskei Tshuva quotes the no to be Yehuda, you know, he says, you know, the Chakmasadim Hisraim Bukhinam Hisraim. So that became, that's on page 13. So that became the more of the tradition.
What's that mean?
Wow.
The last phrase.
He says, Chachmas Adam, reading the Piskei Tshuva, Yisraim Aleim Uvichinam Yisraim. Because he complained about the people who are still not doing mitzvahs, even when they hired up Kadisha, and he said the Chachmas Adam complained about that, and he thinks he was wrong for complaining, because he thinks that that you're going along, so then you're potter, and that's the thing here.
There's a saying that the sheet is when he was breathing over the country, so then he went long in the line and then the face.
Right. That was the suffix of the Agos Maimony. That was the topic of the Hadass Maim. So that became more of the minute, even though there are some people who follow the Chachmas Adam. In packet 3, there is the rush. On page 10. It speaks here, the last two lines on page 10 on the right side. Shniftara achoso shel Rabbeinu Tam, when the sister of Rabbeinu Tam passed away, odiu be'ir acheres, that they told him, and he was in a different city of where his sister was. Shoyashem v'achol mazav shosayay, and he didn't keep aninus. And that's in time the dwarf came, she is not bound, since she has a husband who's going to take care of it. Shachai b'kvurasa. He knew also b'chilis b'as sh'tisya, and few times after him haya b'ir mutter. And according to that reason, it wouldn't matter that she was in a different city. for a period of time, even if he's been in the same city. He's the brother, but the responsibility is on the husband. Umil said to me, he didn't came, you know, Anina Solo Babon and Loba Oviv, Loba Ochiv. But then according to that, then maybe the Iker, he was only on the sons to bury. So maybe the Anina should only be on the sons. So he doesn't think it's true. El Kolham Spabel, Havlikum. Anyone who has a din of Avelis is going to have a din of Aninus. So in other words, you don't say that he has a husband, so he's the Iker one, so now so the brother is secondary, so he doesn't have a din of Aninus. Doesn't think that's true. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam held.
Why
because it's similar to the whole idea of Nsar Muksafim, who's the responsibility going on? Right, so if you think that the husband is really the main person who has the, you know, not the more so than the brother.
Right,
they're
just indifferent about taking care of.
Well, Aninus, we're talking about
Aninus. Who would say that anyone has comes out of like what they own?
No, but then he's saying he doesn't agree with Rav Tam. He says anyone who is a Karov, who has a din of Avelis, also has a din of Aninus, even though they're not the top person.
That direct agreement with Rav Tam?
No. The Rebbeinu Tam says the top person is the onen, the husband. And if there's a husband there, then the brother is the obligation is meaningless or not as important.
So even in the same city.
So in the Shulchan Aruch it says about din of aninus, filu on page 12, filu who be iracheres, eno meisiv ochav eno ochav bosav eno shosiyai. So he says not like Rabbeinu Tam, that even if you're a different city, so what? You're a relative, and that's what the Shach says. That's Russia's opinion against Rabbeinu Tam. Aval abach pasuk Rabbeinu Tam. But the Bach paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, the Krovim should be iracheres ein din onen aleihem. That Krovim in a different city don't have a din onen. Elkei ein lemes Krovim usabim alav biira shemuto aleihem lekavro. In Yisrael Krovim amuto aleihem tab of biira ein din onen. Also Krovim should be iracheres. But he holds like Rabbeinu Tam but he says differently, that Krovim should be Iracheres, don't have a din onen, unless the mace doesn't have anyone in his city who's going to take care of him. But if he does, then, well, Yesh lo Krovim hamuto aleihem l'tap el bi'iro, Indian only, and also a Krovim should be Iracheres. So then, if he has somebody, then he's not an only. So again, Rabbeinu Tam held, if you're an Iracheres and there's a husband, there's no din only. And the Rush argued. He says that but the Bach Paskin is of Rabbeinu Tam. But it seems for the Bach, I mean, like also pointed out that if you're in a different city, then you don't have a din onen if there's someone to take care. So you're in a different city, and there's someone else that's in the city, but it could be that he would agree if you're in the same city. So Rabbeinu Tam says he was in a different city, and The Rosh, the Beit Talmud said it even if he's in the same city. But he's saying, no, even maybe only said it in a different city. But the Rosh interpreted Rabbi Tam, and then he disagrees that it didn't make a difference so much about a different city or the same city. But the Bach brings it down as, in the, I think maybe Sokolovsky maybe said this in a different city. And if it's a different city, and there's someone in the city of the terrace that's there, they could take care of it, then he would be popular. So somehow the minhag became anyway like the Rabbi Yehuda, and we have to see what's the din if there's somebody in a different city and is not going to be involved, what the halacha is. Okay, let us now go to packet 4, which is some halakhas regarding aninus. We'll see more about this halakha of avelus. We'll see more in the future here. Okay. So, the Be'er Heitev of page 1, packet 4, says, Onin Einu Mitztarf La'Asara L'Chol Dovash B'Kedusha. That if you need a minion and you have 10 people, but one of them is an Onin, he doesn't count for a minion. This is not Chayav in Mitzvahs. Mechaz Shaportim call Mitzvahs. He quotes that from Kedesh Sagdola. Shame God Alechad. And then Chaykhatsubis Perach Mate Aram. Shuvish Shivus Yaakov. Uprichadish Kosov Shimishlo, Mishi Shtadal Bishvilo, Imvarto Likro Se Mochim Yodo. So the Prichadish says, if Yesh Miso Maso, then you can. Right? So then you mitzarf. So, in other words, so the pre-chadash seems to say it doesn't mean shiur l'katafim. It's just practical if you're someone else can help you out, right? Yishlo mishi shtadol b'shvilo. That's not nastar l'katafim, right? That sounds like yisod asal. So then, even though we have a din of v'odah shomeis and yisod asal, and maybe the halacha we pass kavod the shomeis, but the ma'ase if you have mitzvah yisur maso, then it's not also to do mitzvahs. That's his chiddush. So as we machlokas Rashi and Tosfos whether it's also to do mitzvahs or not. So we pass it is also, but the pichadush says that's only because the issur is not also kavod the shomeis. The issur is because of. So if he has someone to Yisra Masol, so then he still doesn't have to do mitzvahs, but it won't be that he's mechuyev not to do mitzvahs. So then he can be starved to a minion. So that's a big enough community because a lot of times there is somebody. I mean, again, a lot of times we have even, there's a kind of a Kaddisha, which is even better in terms of that. And the Shvus Yaakov here on page 2 discusses more. But welcome nearly to Kulam Amodu, the Kodim Shanikbar Hames, came to Potom in a Fila, in a Mitzvah Klal Minyan Asara. So he doesn't starve. Hey, Mucha, let me give you a call. Who will be Yosef? Neuter Lelech. Base the Knesset of Shabbos from Kol, Eno Osir Rach Meachach, Osir Lispal, Ma Yasa Shom. And the Kolbo says that you can go to shul on Shabbos because on Shabbos you're not a noning. But even the weekday, you really can go to shul, but there's no point because what are you going to do in shul? You can't daven. So the Shulz Yaakov says, but if he's mitzvah for the minion, then they should say he could go to shul to be mitzvah for the minion. But because even though he can't daven, but he still can mitzvah for the minion. So you see from here, maybe he doesn't say, well, go to shul and mitzvah for the minion, that he's not mitzvah for the minion. He says, mitzvah for the minion, sorry, my comma, my yasa sham, my yachol leila, the sham mitzvah, alavade, the ena mitzvah, chay mitzvah, 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 etc. So then he says that he's not mitzvah. Because he's part of the mitzvah, so he's not mitzvah. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch didn't say he should go to be mitzvah for the minute. Well, so the Prima Gadim here, page 5 in the Eish Ol Avram, says, Onin is part of Misukah, we call Mitzvahs a Mitzvah Torah, call a Moed. Yeah. The Shalom Adavka Mitzvah says, Shev Al Tasa. There's a Mitzvah that, you know, you're supposed to shake Lulav, so you're knowing and you don't shake the lulav. You don't have to do the maisa. But he says, but if a mitzvah, so you not take the lulav, but say sukkah is different. The sukkah, you're going to be eating outside the sukkah. So it's not just you're not eating in the sukkah, but you could be eating outside the sukkah. So that's like a kumvase. You're over Bekuvase. So therefore, maybe the other known is not Potter, because like I think Rav Shechter may mention that Kuvase is like an Aveira. An Onan is not allowed to do an Aveira, he just Potter for mitzvahs. So if you didn't take Lulav, you didn't do a mitzvah. But when you eat outside the sukkah, so you're doing an Aveira. You're eating outside the sukkah. So he says, that you know, he's not allowed to do a virus. He's not mechuyev to do mitzvahs, but he can't do a virus. So he said that, so therefore, according to the Prima Gadim, he would have to go in the sukkah. He would have to go into the sukkah and he would be potter from brachos. Right. So this Prima Gadim is discussed by the Bikur Yaakov of Rav Yaakov Etlinger on page 6. He says, "Beprima gadim mesupak leinyan onen b'chol moed or feel beyond the shorot look more than nochri." And sheni imchay v'sukkah yishlom onen lo pater rak mitzvah esay b'shev al tase. But if you're going to be violate kumase, they're not. So then the same thing you could ask about is an onin do netilas yadayim. Pidarav ha'yevshel sapigam can onin mutar le'achol below netilas yadayim. Because there, you're going to be eating without netilas yadayim. That's b'kum vasei. So maybe an onin is not allowed to do something b'kum vasei that's or for example, can he eat on a tainus? He's for over b'kum vasei. He says, "Achen Niramani is like the Einbuchol Zasafik, while the Hamitam the only part of Mitzvah, so Hamitam also permissive part of it." So he doesn't think this whole thing is right. It depends whether you're going to be over Bakumarsay of Shreva Altasa. Bikur Yaakov doesn't think it's right. That was the previous garments he sold. Depends on you can be over Bakumarsay, like by Tila Sidayim, or eating Chutzla Sukkah, or just B'Shreva Altasa, like not taking the Lulav. So that would be permissible not to take the Lulav, but that eats outside the sukkah of Yosef. But he doesn't think it's true, the Bikur Yaakov. He thinks it's a different yisod. That any mitzvah that requires an action for you to do the mitzvah, So then you're not mechuyev to do an action to do a mitzvah when you're an oni. So even though the tilos yadayim, you're violating b'kum asay, you even believe the tilos yadayim, but they're not mechayev you in the tilos yadayim because it's a kum asay. You should be to be osayk in the kfura. You shouldn't be doing another kum asay. But say a tiny tzibur. He's an oinen on the day of a tiny tzibur. So there's no essay to do. Just don't eat. But he thinks that he's mechuyev to do. And he says, Mesukul also. He says, not like the Prima Gadim says that Sukkah, maybe you have to go into the Sukkah because if you eat outside the Sukkah, it's a kumvasei. No. You're not mechuyev to do a maisa. So if you're not in the Sukkah now, you're not mechuyev to go to the Sukkah. But if he's already there in the Sukkah, then he's not mechuyev to leave. He says, that's not doing a maisa. He's not mechuyev to do a maisa. He's not doing a maisa. So he can stay in the Sukkah. That's all maisa leilech leisha b'sukkah. In kva yosha b'sukkah, miyim cheb yodo lech l'sham. Right, as that Shaykhan said, the Shushman of Kolke, the Dvar Mitzvah, Ptura, Mikol Mitzvah, Yosef Tam, Atzvim, Shaole Potter, Vahainu, Mitam, Shaozef Mitzvah, etc. So that's a fascinating board. He's saying different than the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim saying it depends upon whether you're going to violate the Kumbaseh or Sheva Al Tasa. So you can't violate the Kumbaseh only for Sheva Al Tasa. So you can't eat Putzal Sukkah. He's saying, no, if you're in the Sukkah, the Bikur Yaakov says it's all Taloi, what's necessary for you to do the mitzvah? Because if you have to walk into the Sukkah, and you're not in the Sukkah now, you're not required to walk in the Sukkah, because you're an Oni. But if a person's already in the Sukkah, and he becomes an Oni, he can stay there. Like he can eat and stay there, even though he's doing a mitzvah. But he didn't go out of his way to do the mitzvah. So that's not considered bittul of for higher mace. Yeah.
Would it be
in a beer of Yaakov? Yaakov says that if you're outside the sukkah and you become an Oren, you can stay outside the sukkah and eat outside the sukkah. Yeah. Yeah, but you've since you're part of the mitzvah, so then you.
Another option.
And same thing with Tilos Yadayim. You're not mechuyev to do the Tilos Yadayim, the Bikur Yaakov says. But you're not allowed to, you're not mechuyev to walk into the Sukkah. But you don't have to leave the Sukkah if you're already in the Sukkah.
It's
not, Then the Bikur Yaakov says maybe no one should wash his hands, just shouldn't wear, shouldn't make the bracha. But it's not so simple. Then there's a fascinating, I think we're going to stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow, Bezer Shem, page 9, the Mashal. Say somebody lost a relative and his wife gave birth. So he has a mitzvah of Mila. What's the din of mitzvah of Mila when you're annoying? So page 9, the Kubit Mashal will, Bezer Shem, pick up tomorrow.
And
Adam last year,
would
be. Was he an owner? Was he an owner at the time? I know it was very. Yeah. Okay, so how are we going to work it for the next year? How do we?
Let
me see if I can get it to work. Okay, so this.
I just need
he could get it from.
This is.
I think I can get it to work. I just.
So,
I have to reset the.